Think Mark Huell is standing by, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. He joins us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. How you doing, Mark?
Afternoon, Bill.
Is it safe to say, or maybe an understatement, that it's been one hell of a weekend for you?
Yeah, it yes, to answer your question very simply, yes. I get it. Sports, and when it comes to our kids, there's a lot of emotion that gets tied to that. And, certainly, after the council meeting, when we decided to postpone football, it was incredibly disappointing. Because I think myself and a lot of our board members had really hoped that sports would be part of the comeback this fall, and football would have been a big part of that. But it's certainly disappointing, but not devastating. Devastating was last April, and then in the early May when we had to cancel winter tournaments and completely cancel all of spring sports, and you're now telling seniors that they're done with no closure, with no possibility, with no chance to finish your career on the field or on the track or on the court. So, I understand, and football gets probably more attention than it should. I absolutely understand the reaction that some folks will have, but you just hope here after now a day or two that folks can take a breath and you can just step back a little bit and see the little bigger picture, because certainly we could have pushed ahead, Bill, with football. And what this fall would have looked like is it would not have included any of the things that ordinarily are connected to a Friday home football game. It wouldn't have been the bands. It would not have included cheerleaders. It probably would not have included any spectators, including parents and all of the different community groups that often get touched by a Friday night football game. And what it also could have looked like, Bill, so in this weird atmosphere that we would have tried to have played, and then you would have had positive outbreaks, because we surveyed our schools last week, and we had about 15% of our schools that has had at least one outbreak, and you can almost imagine that's only going to grow. And then we would have had a team playing a game, and then there'd be an outbreak. Well, now we can't play for 2 weeks, and now other schools that are going to play us now have a hole in their schedule, and this would be going on week after week. And then the public would say, well, why did you try and go ahead and play? You looked at the number of cases and with kids getting back together, and you could have almost imagined this was going to happen just by the nature of football, so why didn't you wait until the spring? That's how the argument would have gone. It's the same way with, we got lots of criticism for, well, why did you make this decision at the end of the first week of practice and helmets only? Part of it was that the guidance and direction that we were getting said, go ahead and you may start with helmets for the first week. If we would not have even started and said, no, we're just going to wait until the spring, then those same people who criticized saying, well, you went a week and then decided to postpone, we would have gotten criticized for not even having that first week and getting some data and getting some feedback from our schools. We heard from over 600 of our athletic directors last week, Thursday, and into Friday after we had 3 days of practice under our belt. So certainly this wasn't a decision where it was my idea or our board's idea, that we were continuing to get input and feedback as an association of member schools. It was coming from our membership. So a little bit of a rambling answer there to start, Bill, but yes, it's been a very interesting last 3 days or so.
Was there any political pressure from the governor's office for you to move football to the spring?
Pressure, no. But yet, we were getting there were lots of conversations that have been ongoing, will continue to be ongoing. And so certainly, the information we were getting from their office, the information we were getting from our state health department officials, all part of the equation.
Take me back to that council meeting on Friday when you guys are discussing whether or not you're going to push forward and have football in the fall or move it to the spring. What was, because we heard from the Big Ten, Pac-12, deciding factors were the abundance of medical risk involved, and they talked about the possibility of that myocarditis and heart issues What was the deciding factor for the Michigan High School Athletic Association, where that group, for the most part, the majority said, we need to push football to the spring?
You know, I think a big part of it, Bill, was in that survey data. So the first metric we were able to capture was how schools were actually starting their academic year. And only 20% of our schools were starting exclusively face-to-face. Another 20% were starting the school year all online. And then the remaining 60% or so, it was one kind of a hybrid, to where, you know, they would have kids on campus part of the time, and then it was remote or distance learning the other part. So that was the first thing that was interesting, that only 20% of our schools were going exclusively online with all their students. And then we asked, really a series of three questions that dealt with the risk level, that no sports that are low risk, which is tennis, golf, and cross country, do you want to proceed here and with the competition season? And the feedback from our schools was roughly 90-10 yes. The next question was, well, how about the sports in that moderate risk category? Of course, we've still got some issues that we've been told are going to get settled this week by the governor's office regarding indoor facilities, but should swim, volleyball, and soccer move forward? And there the support was about 75-25 to move forward. And then last but not least was the question about football, because today would have been the first day of practice in full pads. That many of our schools did report a positive first week, last week in helmets only, but Bill, the push to move forward was only in football about 60-40. So yeah, it was slightly in favor, but probably the thing that was the most telling were the comments that we were getting from our schools, especially those schools that had answered the question yes. There just is a ton of unknown and uncertainty out there. Folks have wanted to point about all the travel baseball that's been going on all summer, and I get it, but yet we didn't have nine players from one team crashing into nine players from another team and are unpiling after every single pitch and then lining up to do it again. That face mask to face mask contact that football players are going to have in the offensive and defensive lines, it's a completely different dynamic than what you've got in a kid playing right field or shortstop, being able to distance in some of those other sports. So what we were getting from our schools relative to football was really to pump the brakes. And the other thing, Bill, that our board did talk a lot about is certainly another option could have been to wait. And you and I both know that when you say on a certain date, we're gonna wait or delay another week or two, and I really thought that would have been delaying the inevitable, that if there was uncertainty by our schools to move forward in the fall with so many unknowns about what this was going to look like, if we really want to have a football season, the best chance of that is going to be later in the year in the spring and not this fall, and ultimately that's what our board decided to do.
His name is Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So another question that was out there, okay, well, if you canceled football for the fall, moved it to spring, and we'll get into what spring could look like in a moment, why wasn't the other sports canceled? And you mentioned that there still is a negotiation or conversations, plural, going on to save some medium-risk sports, like I would assume lacrosse, volleyball, correct, soccer?
Yeah, soccer, volleyball, and swimming.
So lacrosse is pushed to the spring, yeah, is that correct?
Yeah, lacrosse is always in the spring, so that one was going to stay, and that was another reason why a flop of seasons, well, you should have just taken all of your fall sports and moved them to the spring and vice versa. Well, we would be having the same issues right now with lacrosse, boys lacrosse, which is another high-risk sport. So that's why the flop of seasons, and by the way, all of our spring coaches told us a month ago that they didn't want seasons flipped either. So that, again, was some more input we got from our schools.
Yeah, I didn't know boys and girls both played lacrosse in the same season. I didn't know that.
Both spring.
I didn't know that. Mark Ewell joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So what are those conversations that you're waiting on to make a final decision on the medium-risk sports you just mentioned with soccer, volleyball, and swimming, diving?
With soccer, it's really just a matter of now setting a first date of competition. So by our normal calendar, they could begin competing games this week Friday. And when our board meets Wednesday morning, we just want to see if there is comfort to stay with that date, or if we simply allow a few more days of practice and maybe competitions or games don't start until sometime next week. So I would imagine that the soccer conversation is really going to be pretty straightforward, and that's all about just setting what date the competition may begin. Now, with volleyball and swim, that's dependent on Governor Whitmer opening up indoor school facilities. Right now, there's conflicting language in two of her executive orders, 142 and 160, and we've been told that conflicting information about what schools can and can't be used for currently is going to be resolved, as well as speaking directly to that issue of when can school gyms be open for athletic practice and when can indoor school pools be open for practice and then competition. So again, that'll be something else when our board meets that will then be setting those competition dates. If we stay with the originally published dates, or given the little bit of a delay that we've had getting into facilities, do those need to be bumped and pushed back? Everything, Bill, that we can play safely this fall, we intend to do, because then that's just less activity that we've got to find windows for later on in the school year. Now, as you said in the opening, things changing constantly. If things would change in the next 24 hours and other sports would have to be delayed or moved, we'll go ahead and have to do that. So now, instead of just finding that window for football, it could include other sports. Our plan currently is that's not going to happen, but the nature of the pandemic says that you've got to be flexible when curveballs come your way.
So where we sit on this Monday, during this conversation, Mark, that the Michigan High School Athletic Association is moving forward with soccer, correct?
That is correct. Soccer, right. Volleyball, and swim, but volleyball and swim, just know that issue works hand-in-hand with the governor opening up indoor facilities.
So if the governor gives, or the Attorney General's office, or whoever it is, if they give interpretation of the language about the indoor facilities being used by volleyball teams and swimming, diving, then those sports will proceed this fall.
That's correct.
So the sports blueprint now, and we'll just say based on football having to move, that are you talking about four seasons now for Michigan high schools when it comes to sports?
You know, it's I really think that you can take, let's imagine it's just football. In moving football, I think almost everybody that puts pen to paper, that you're going to start at least here in the lower peninsula, that would start sometime in March. Now, whether or not our plan for our UP football schools needs to look differently, that's something that we'll get more discussion on Wednesday. But that practice probably starts somewhere right around March 1st. What that football season looks like is certainly it's not a 9-game regular season. It's going to be shorter. And then at the end of that regular season, is there a way that you can do some kind of a tournament to where everybody gets in? Or maybe it's 6 regular season games, or it's 5 regular season games against a round robin. So I could even see something where we put schools into maybe groups of 6 in your 5 regular season games, or against those other 5 teams that are in your geographic grouping, and then from there you play a tournament out. But it will not be the case of a full 9-week regular season followed by 5 or 6 weeks of a tournament, just because with football you can only play that one game in a week. It's different than basketball or baseball, to where you can get a number of games in. So essentially where football would go is March and April, and then with a tournament experience starting in late April and then finishing up sometime in early May. Now, what our spring sports in that case would need to do is you'd certainly want to create some windows to where your multi-sport athlete could still do both in the spring. So that means that kids could still play football and run track, play football and play baseball, or play football and also play boys lacrosse. And really, Bill, when you put it down, and if you can get your tournament started on that last weekend in April, you're then going to have every week that goes by fewer and fewer football kids continuing to play. And if you then take your spring championships and maybe those each of your spring finals, you keep practice where it is, but your finals, maybe those just move a week later so you're still done by the 4th of July. And you really look then at the weeks on the calendar and it's like, yeah, there's actually a pretty healthy season here, both for those kids that want to play football as well as for that same group of kids that are also spring athletes. So it's going to look a little differently. It's going to be a little unique, but you know, I would say you look at a spring like that and then ask our seniors this past spring, you know, which one they would prefer, and certainly I think they would take the unique spring with a lot of activity over the one that we all just lived through.
And I like the idea of almost districts where you group them by region so there's less travel. You're in a common area, a common, you know, school size like you would for any Michigan High School Athletic Association football playoff bracket, and they play five games inside what would be a football spring district, and that district winner or maybe the top two move on to the playoffs, right?
Yep. And that's a way to do it. And you could then have a tournament experience that would be a little bit more quick and to the point, if that term you know, would make sense. And we'll just see where it goes from there. But no, there's a way to do it. Again, it looks a little bit different. And then obviously the Upper Peninsula has its own challenges because what you can do, you know, in early to mid-March here in the Lower Peninsula often isn't the case up north. So that's why our board is representation from both peninsulas. You know, it's superintendents, it's principals and ADs, and, you know, we've been working on a lot of these models already, Bill. We've had these in our back pocket for the just-in-cases, so come Wednesday, we'll be able to take three or four of those models, put them in front of our board. Now, we may not be making final decisions on Wednesday for later on in the school year, but we'll certainly narrow down what our options are. We'll get some feedback from schools and see where we go from there.
And if you can get volleyball and swimming and diving done in the fall, and especially volleyball, then with the girls, you know, not playing football, then you can proceed as normal with the winter and spring sports for the girls' side of high school sports in Michigan.
Absolutely, because we've already done some things in the last two or three years to separate our baseball and softball tournaments. So softball certainly could start on time, and it could end as it's currently scheduled to where maybe the baseball season, we just have to move the year-end tournament back 1 week. And I think if you asked folks, you know, we're not asking you to go until the end of July, but could we move, you know, our finals next year? I think we're scheduled on June 19th, and could we go just one more week later, allowing for that little bigger window for kids that do play both to do both. I think, you know, by asking a 1 week longer season, I think is a pretty reasonable option for most folks.
I'm already getting a few comments on the text chain. People are going, well, wait a minute. If football practice is going to start in March, what about the kids playing winter sports at Michigan high schools? Whether it's hockey, whether it's basketball, wrestling, how do they take part then in the football season?
So part of that is, folks, you know, right now our wrestling season does end right around the 1st of March. So in a normal year, in wrestling, practice usually doesn't start until around the 15th of November. If we wanted to make sure that wrestling had concluded by the 1st of March, that simply is a one-week move on the calendar. Ice hockey is the exact same way. With our ice hockey, their finals have typically been the first weekend in March. What you could do is, again, just move that even by three or four days earlier in the season, the hockey kids, you've got no conflict there. Now, basketball, even, Bill, in normal times, what we've heard is that basketball season is too long. And so what this might do is it might actually give us an opportunity to say, okay, because we're going to have an early ending fall with no football and end earlier than it ever has been, instead of boys basketball starting the middle of November, let's start them closer to the 1st of November, which would then put their finals right around near the 1st of March. So no, if people think that the issues here are not winter sports, we're going to have more flexibility this year on the front end. If we can get those concluded in late February or right around the 1st of March, it's going to give those kids that are winter athletes that do play football a chance to do so, a chance to do it on time. And like I said, I think we can do this pretty smartly to where it's going to be a minimal impact on our spring kids as well.
Well, we discussed, you know, barring just a catastrophic resurgence of COVID-19, hospitalizations, people dying in Michigan, God forbid, that, you know, your plan, if we keep proceeding, like I mentioned, cases are down yesterday, down today. So, you know, the death total's one today. That's one too many. I get that. But, you know, nobody is overlooking the fact of a medical crisis pandemic. You're trying to have a plan in place based on what could happen. And now it just seems your hurdles are whether volleyball and swimming and diving take place in the fall or the spring. Right?
It is. And, you know, and I also hear the concern from our spring folks of, you know, well, our season, we had the issues in the spring and you just canceled our season. Well, why are you now looking to reschedule things? Well, unfortunately, when the pandemic hit with spring sports, we didn't have anywhere to move that to. When you have a quarter of your kids who are graduating and moving on, and come August, you've got a new quarter of kids that are moving into high schools to have tried to found a place for those spring sports when, Bill, we weren't able to really get back on school property until mid-June. That, unfortunately, would have been an impossibility. But to say that since we lost last spring, well, now moving forward, your policy should be that if a sport can't be played, you should just cancel it, too bad, too sad, and move on. I don't follow that logic either, that if we have time and we're able to do something creative to get kids the experience that they frankly deserve, that's what we're going to do, and that is going to be our plan moving ahead.
Mark, it's not just a heck of a weekend. It's been a heck of a ride for you, your council, for every superintendent, AD, coach, parent, student, athlete in this state since this pandemic started, and really that second week of March. And I applaud what you've done, your team, your council, what the decision makers and school districts have done, because, you know, fluid day-to-day. Look how much has changed since Friday when you made your announcement. Well, look how much has changed in Michigan across sports, and even connected to that new saliva test that they're saying may be a game changer on being able to monitor groups of people in terms of whether or not they have COVID-19. All that just in the last less than 72 hours. Amazing.
It moves pretty quickly, and I don't mind being the windshield and the person that a lot of the frustration gets directed toward. I've got broad shoulders and thick skin. That comes with the territory, and, you know, our staff is just continuing to work here on finding a way possible, and that's something that will motivate us here every day moving ahead.
We'll talk to you later in the week, get an update on how volleyball will be played in the fall, swimming and diving for the parents and coaches, people listening across the state, if it happens in the fall or if they have to get moved.
Sounds good, Bill. Thank you.
All right, Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine Guest Line.